Good morning. Hold, please. Let's drink some water, shall we? Ooh, delicious water. Oh, pardon me. It is, what is, good morning. It is Monday. Happy Monday, August 7th. 2023. I just looked at three different calendars and checked the date on my phone to make sure it is indeed August 7th. Happy motivational Monday, right? Are we ready? How was your weekend? Did you have a good one? I had a very good weekend. Thank you for asking. I had that birthday dinner for a friend on Saturday, and that went lovely. It was so good. We shared delicious foods and had a grand old time. Good old fish and chips. Yummy. So that was nice. We hung out for a few hours. There was a band. That was kind of cool. Good time had by all. And, oh, you guys did such a good job on that poll I put out last week. I think I ended up with over 80 votes, which is pretty damn good, if I do say so myself. And the overwhelming result was for a Smutty Says, like Simon Says audio. So I'm going to begin writing that this week. I'm still finishing up writing the giant tongue hypnosis. I walked away from it for a couple days because I wanted to sit with it and think. And sometimes when I come back, I get new inspirations. So that one's pretty much all wrapped up, ready to go. But between that and I believe I'm going to start working on the, like I said, the aftercare audio. So thank you everybody who voted in the poll. I think I have more than enough. I mean, it was overwhelming. It was like 53% and the next highest was like 11%. So there will be a Smutty Says, and I'm actually very much looking forward to writing that script. So look out for that, or I'll keep you posted for when to look out for that. And what else? Oh, we were going to do the 1970s awful horoscope for Leo there, weren't we? Yes. All right. So as most of you know, who've been here for more than a month, I like to read these terrible, it must have been a gag, these horoscopes from the 70s. And I believe I started it last year. I think I started it with Virgo last year. So this is the last 1970s horoscope reading. I should really put them all in one file when I'm done and just pop it out there for the world and try and read it as seriously as I can. But yes, all right, let's do Leo. It's the last one we have on our list. So this is for all my Leos out there. Happy Leo birthdays, July to August. And here is your terrible, spoofy horoscope from the 70s. So it says, you consider yourself a born leader. Others think you are an idiot. Oh, most Leos are bullies. You are vain and can't tolerate honest criticism. Don't forget, I didn't write this. Your arrogance is disgusting. Leo people are thieving and motherfuckers and spend most of their time kissing mirrors. Wow. Oh, no. Are thieving and motherfuckers. That's so bad. Oh, my God. I love these stupid fucking horoscopes. So just a reminder, Leos, that was not me who wrote that. That was some idiot from 1979. So take with it what you will. For those of you who have listened to them all, thank you. I hope you enjoyed them. I don't think you could enjoy them as much as I did. But that was Leo's. That was the final one because I very much distinctly remember starting with Virgo last year because the last line on Virgos, which now I don't mind looking forward, was Virgos are good bus drivers and P-I-M-P-S pimps. All of these were so good. The meanest one was like Capricorn where it was like, you should kill yourself. but they're all pretty awful. Taurus, nothing but a damn communist. Aries, you're a prick. That's me. I'm an Aries. I'm a prick. Pisces, generally a dipshit. All the final lines are the worst. Aquarius, you're a fucking jerk. Leo's kissing mirrors. Libras, all Libras die of venereal disease. Scorpio, most Scorpios are murderers. And Sagittarius, not worth the time of day. Did I get through everybody? So bad. Oh, anyway, hopefully that was good Monday motivation for you. I have lots to work on. Oh, and I have a stream to do later today, which I may have to cut short. I think I double booked myself or something. And I know the dog needs an allergy shot. So I'm going to call and see if they will take him and get my sweet little baby a shot. The poor thing. He hates it. Every time he gets it, he's so sweet with people. He gets all excited and his little teeth, he shows them, he gives teethies and he like smiles and he makes crazy noises. So he gets so excited to see the vet people, but he's like scared to go. And I feel so guilty. And it's, you know, some of them are really good at giving a shot, some of them less so. And, you know, but every time the technician gives him the shot, and the allergy shots are just so big, and they give him the shot, and he just pauses and then looks at them and goes, bark, 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 because he's so indignant. That is his indignant bark. I feel so bad for the baby. But he's going to get an allergy shot, and he's going to get groomed tomorrow, Tuesday. I got away from the point. It sounds typical. So yes, I will begin writing a bunch of stuff today. I'm going to hopefully be recording some stuff soon. I have a lot of things to work on. And this afternoon, my stream usually starts at about 3 o'clock. I try and go for like 4 hours. I might only go for 2 hours this afternoon. So come hang out with me on my stream, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and chit chat with me if you want. And otherwise, I hope you have such a good Monday. I hope you kick Monday in its motherfucking teeth. You hear me? Do so. Drink water. Stretch. Get off the computer. Get off your phone. Oh, look around. Have such a good day, my darling. Okay? More later. Love you. Bye. Mm.